Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cook reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Vosmak reaches third base with a triple. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner takes first base on ball four. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Croner juggles the ball. That's an error on Croner. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to home to get Averill. Sullivan moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Vosmick scores. Hughes moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Croner reaches third base with a triple. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Allen and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Croner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Galatzer moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmick. Croner moves to third. Berg moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Croner scores. Berg scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.